The strange name of this species has an interesting story. Lewis and Clark made a famous expedition during 1804 to 1806 across the present United States to map a route to the Pacific and report their findings on the way. One such thing was spetlam, dried roots collected as food by the local Indians. The root was stored for 1.5 years in Philadelphia. Surprisingly, the root then started to put out finger-like leaves, and a botanist described it in 1814 with a name both commemorating Lewis and the revival of an apparently dead root. In early season, you can only see the leaves in our botanic garden. However, in July, you can see beautiful, up to 7 centimetre broad, pink to white flowers coming up directly from the soil, which is from the rootstock after the leaves have withered. The plant is called bitterroot in America, where it is widespread along the Rocky Mountains.